And beyond that abyss, I saw a place which had no firmament of the heaven above, and no firmly founded earth beneath it. There was no water upon it, no birds, but it was a waste and a horrible place. Greetings, friends, and welcome back to the broadcast. I'm Sean, your host. The website can be found at www.scriptureandprophecy.com. Well, we're resuming our study in the ancient book of Enoch today. And we're going to be starting with chapter 17, and we'll just kind of see how far we go, because the next, like, 20 chapters, and of course, all the chapters in the book of Enoch are really short, but the next, like, 20 chapters are about Enoch's journey through the earth in Sheol. And so he's got the righteous angels showing him these things and taking him to these places and showing him these things about the earth and about Sheol, which is the way I understand Sheol is kind of like Hades. It's kind of like a temporary place of judgment. And the book of Revelation tells us that Hades will be thrown into the lake of fire in the last day. And so that's kind of the way I look at it, or see it, at least currently. Now, there probably won't be a whole lot of commentary for me to give throughout this, so you're just going to want to listen and kind of take it in. We'll see how far we can get. I would say we'll probably get through 22, maybe. So it's chapter 17 through 22. So last week it left off with Enoch being sent to the Watchers and pronouncing judgment on them and saying that there's going to be no forgiveness of your sins. This is what the Most High has said. There's going to be no peace for you. Your Nephilim children will destroy each other and be destroyed, and their spirits will be wandering, and you guys are going to be locked up and imprisoned for all eternity for this crime that you've committed. And the crime being that you came down, intermingled with women, produced your own children, taught man all this sinful knowledge, and corrupted the earth. And so that's kind of where it left off. And now it picks up with with Enoch getting this tour, if you will, again, of the earth and Sheol. So let's take a look. We'll be beginning with chapter 17 here. Let's see what it has to say. Verse 1. And they took and brought me to a place in which those who were there were like flaming fire, and when they wished, they appeared as men. And they brought me to a place of darkness, and to a mountain, the point of whose summit reached to heaven. And I saw the places of luminaries and treasuries of stars, and of the thunder, and in the uttermost depths, where were a fiery bow and arrows in their quiver, and a fiery sword and all the lightnings. And he took me to the living waters and to the fire of the west, which receives every setting of the sun. And I came to a river of fire in which the fire flows like water and discharges itself into the great sea towards the west. And I saw great rivers and came to great river and to the great darkness and went to the place where no flesh walks. I saw the mountains of darkness of winter, and the place whence all the waters of the deep flow. And I saw the mouths of all the rivers of the earth, and the mouth of the deep. I saw the treasuries of all the winds, and I saw how he had furnished them with the whole creation and the firm foundations of the earth. And I saw the cornerstone of the earth, and I saw the four winds which bear the earth and the firmament of the heaven. And I saw how the winds stretch out the vaults of heaven and have their station between heaven and earth. These are the pillars of the heaven. I saw the winds of heaven which turn and bring the circumference of the sun and all the stars to their setting. I saw the winds on the earth carrying the clouds. I saw the paths of the angels. I saw at the end of the earth the firmament of the heaven above. I proceeded and saw a place which burns day and night, where there are seven mountains of magnificent stones, three towards the east and three towards the south. And as for those towards the east, one was of the colored stone, and one of pearl, and one of jacinth, and those towards the south of red stone. But the middle one reached to heaven like the throne of God, of alabaster, and the summit of the throne was of sapphire. And I saw a flaming fire, and beyond these mountains is a region, the end of the great earth. There are heavens were completed. And I saw a deep abyss with the columns of heavenly fire, and among them I saw columns of fire fall, which beyond the measure alike towards the height and towards the depth. And beyond that abyss I saw a place which had no firmament of heaven above, and no firmly founded earth beneath it. There was no water upon it, no birds, but it was a waste and a horrible place. And I saw there seven stars like great burning mountains unto me, and when I inquired regarding them, the angel said, "This place is the end of the heaven and earth. This has become a prison for the stars and the host of heaven. And the stars which roll over the fire are they which have transgressed the commandments of the Lord in the beginning of their rising, because they did not come forth at their appointed times." And he was wroth with them, and bound them till the time when their guilt should be consummated, even for 10,000 years. Okay, real quick, I want to give a couple of thoughts before I move on. Just about the stars. And I'm just going to throw this out there. The Bible teaches, and the ancient manuscripts teach, and the ancient scriptures like Enoch teach, that the stars are angelic heavenly beings who have a job to be, you know, to demonstrate the appointed times. And here, and keep in mind, in the book of Revelation, it says that the stars are going to fall, or maybe not the book of Revelation, I'm thinking of something Jesus said where he said the stars will fall like figs to the earth, right? And so, and then this is saying that there's some here that are being imprisoned. They're imprisoned in this place, Sheol, this place, and they're imprisoned forever because they did not. It says, "The stars which roll over the fire are they which have transgressed the commandments of the Lord in the beginning of their rising, because they did not come forth at their appointed times." And so, this is a common teaching, and when you see prophetic teachings in the Bible and they mention stars, I always assume and believe that they're speaking of angelic beings, because that's what the scriptures teach. And so it's up to you to decide for yourself whether you think the stars are burning balls of gas billions and millions of miles away, or if they are what the scriptures teach. And I'll leave that for you to decide for yourself. All right, so that's chapter 17 and 18. And so let's move on. We'll see if we can get a few more of these chapters in of this journey that Enoch is going through, beginning with chapter 19, verse 1. "And Uriel said to me, 'Here shall stand the angels who have connected themselves with women, and their spirits, assuming many different forms, are defiling mankind, and shall lead them astray into sacrificing to demons as gods. Here they shall stand till the day of the great judgment, in which they shall be judged till they are made an end of. And the women also of the angels who went astray shall become sirens.' And I, Enoch alone, saw the vision, the ends of all things, and no man shall see what I have seen." All right, got to stop again. I said I wasn't going to do much commentary, but I got to talk about this a little bit. So he's being shown Sheol, right, where the stars who didn't obey their commandments were sent. And then he says this is also the place where the fallen angels, the watchers, are going to go. Who did what? He said, "Here shall stand the angels who have connected themselves with women." Okay. and their spirits, and I'm assuming it's talking about their children here, and their spirits assuming many different forms, and then it says what these evil spirits are doing. So these evil spirits assume different forms, which is interesting, and are defiling mankind, and shall lead them astray into sacrificing to demons as gods. So their spirits are what has led mankind to do sacrifices and to do all this evil worship towards demons as gods. And there's many false gods throughout all the world, and it's kind of putting the blame again on what took place in Genesis chapter 6. And so it all kind of started there with idol worship and lustful knowledge. You know, it talks about the women were taught how to adorn their faces and makeup and all this stuff to seduce men, and like all these things human beings were not doing until the watchers came down, defiled women, and taught mankind all this evil. And so Uriel, the angel Uriel here, is telling Enoch, this place that you're seeing, this awful place, Enoch calls it a waste and a horrible place. That's where they're going. And then he just kind of describes what they have done. So let me just read that again and we'll continue on. And Uriel said to me, here shall stand the angels who have connected themselves with women, and their spirits, assuming many different forms, are defiling mankind, and shall lead them astray into sacrificing to demons as gods. Here shall they stand till the day of great judgment, in which they shall be judged till they are made an end of. And the women also of the angels who went astray shall become sirens. And I, Enoch, alone saw the vision, the ends of all things, and no man shall see what I have seen. And these are the names of the holy angels who watch. Uriel, one of the holy angels who is over the world and over Tartarus. Raphael, one of the holy angels who is over the spirits of men. Raguel, one of the holy angels who takes vengeance on the world of the luminaries. Michael, one of the holy angels, to wit, he that is set over the best part of mankind and over chaos. Sarachael, one of the holy angels who is set over the spirits who sin in the spirit. Gabriel, one of the holy angels who is over the paradise and the serpents and the cherubim. Ramiel, one of the holy angels whom God set over those who rise. And I proceeded to where those things were chaotic, and I saw there's something horrible. I saw neither a heaven above nor a firmly founded earth, but a place chaotic and horrible. And there I saw seven stars of heaven bound together in it like great mountains and burning with fire. And then I said, for what sin are they bound? And what account have they been cast into hither? Then said Uriel, one of the holy angels who is with me, and the chief over them, and he said, Enoch, why dost thou ask, and why art thou eager for the truth? These are the number of the stars of heaven which have transgressed the commandment of the Lord, and are bound here till 10,000 years, the time entailed by their sins are consummated. And from thence I went to another place, which was still more horrible than the former. And I saw a horrible thing, a great fire there, which burnt and blazed. And the place was cleft as far as the abyss, being full of great descending columns of fire. Neither its extent or magnitude could I see, nor could I conjecture. And then I said, how fearful is this place, and how horrible to look upon. Then Uriel answered me, one of the holy angels who was with me, and he said unto me, Enoch, why hast thou such fear and affright? And I answered, because of this fearful place, and because of the spectacle of the pain. And he said unto me, this place is the prison of the angels, and here they will be imprisoned forever. And thence I went to another place, and he showed me in the west another great and high mountain, and of hard rock. And there in it was there in it, four hollow places, deep and wide and very smooth. How smooth are the hollow places, and the deep and the dark took, dark to look at. Then Raphael answered one of the holy angels who was with me, and he said unto me, These hollow places have been created for this very purpose, that the spirits of the souls of the dead should assemble therein, yea, that all the souls of the children of men should assemble here. And these places have been made to receive them till the day of their judgment, until their appointed period, till the period appointed, till the great judgment comes upon the earth. I saw the spirits of the children of men who were dead, and their voices went forth to heaven and made suit. And then I asked Raphael, the angel who was with me, and I said unto him, The spirit, who is it, whose voice goes forth and maketh suit? And he answered me, saying, This is the spirit which went forth from Abel, whom his brother Cain slew, and he makes his suit against him till his seed is destroyed from the face of the earth, and his seed is annihilated from amongst the seed of men. Then I asked regarding it and regarding all the hollow places, why as one separated from the other? And he answered me, and he said unto me, These three have been made that the spirits of the dead might be separated, and such a division has been made for the spirits of the righteous, in which they are as the bright spring of water. And such has been made for sinners when they die and are buried in the earth, and judgment has not been executed on them in their lifetime. Here their spirits shall be set apart in this great pain till the great day of judgment and punishment and torment of those who curse forever, and retribution for their spirits. There he shall bind them forever. And such a division has been made for the spirits of those who make their suit, who make disclosures concerning their destruction, and when they were slain in the days of the sinners. Such has been made for the spirits of men, who were not righteous but sinners, who were complete in transgression. And of the transgressors they shall be companions, but their spirits shall not be slain in the day of judgment, nor shall they be raised from thence. Then I blessed the Lord of glory and said, Blessed be my Lord, the Lord of righteousness, who ruleth forever. All right, we're going to stop there. So we made it through chapter 22, 17 through 22. And again, there's just a lot of description of this place where angels who have disobeyed the commandments of God are going to be tormented forever. And then the angels begin to show Enoch that there's different places that the spirits go. Some go to a place of judgment where they await the great judgment, and others do not. And he gives this description of like Abel crying up to God about the judgment that should be on Cain and his descendants, because they should be destroyed forever because of the sin that Cain committed. And I was reminded about the book of Revelation, where the spirits are under the altar and they're crying up to God saying, when are you going to make this right? When is your judgment going to go forth? And that's kind of what it reminded me of. And so that's what Enoch's being shown right now. And this, the place of Sheol, he's very terrified of. And I don't think people understand or really think about the magnitude of just how dreadful Sheol is, and Hades is, and hell is, and the place of torment. And, you know, it was a place that was initially reserved for the angels who had sinned, but of course we know that Satan and his angels and the false prophet and all those who worship the beast, and all, they're all going there as well, according to the book of Revelation. All and Hades, everything that's in Hades now, all of that's going to be cast into the lake of fire. Well, there you have it, my friends. That is the study this morning. And again, be careful not to create doctrine, because I don't think that's the point of the book. Is for us to start forming biblical doctrine. We form that by reading the canon of scriptures. But this really fills in some gaps and helps us to understand some things, at least what was believed at that time. And I got to tell you, I'm a fan of this book, and I put a lot of credence on it. But it's just, I feel like it's my duty to just remind us to be very cautious whenever we're reading anything outside of the Bible. But I do believe this is a book meant for us, meant for this generation, and for this time, so that we would understand these things as we move into the very end of time and the end of days. Well, there you go. There's the study. Please consider supporting this mission. You can do that by going to scriptureandprophecy.com. Go to TruthFed or go to patreon.com/truthfed to become a Patreon subscriber. We'd be very, very grateful for that. Please share the podcast and be praying for it to go forth and to reach many people and to bless many hearts. Thank you for all you do for me, and Lord willing, I'll be back with you guys again on Monday. Peace and grace be with all of you, and until next time, God bless.